Hey, Smarty Pants, did you know that right now, inside your body, there are several complex systems keeping you going strong and allowing you to function? Today, we're going to talk about one of them. See if you can guess which one it is. Ready? Which bodily system helps you to sit or stand up straight?
Attention!
Chew your food.
Yum, 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 yum.
And knock on doors. It also protects your heart, lungs, and brain. Do you have an answer? Here's another hint. This system consists of bones, ligaments, cartilage, and tendons. Have you figured it out yet? Why, it's your skeletal system. But how much do you really know about your skeleton?
Well, actually, I know that the thigh bone's connected to the hip bone and the hip bone's connected to the backbone.
Okay, but besides that, do you know what your skeleton is made of? Is it A, soft, spongy material? B, a hard, smooth material? Or C, a jelly-like substance? Believe it or not, the answer is all three.
Huh?
When you think of bones, you tend to think of the white-colored, hard, and smooth part called the compact bone, which holds you up and protects your insides. But within those bones are softer, spongy bones called cancellous bones, which give your skeleton extra flexibility and support. And then, farther inside the larger bones is a jelly-like substance called marrow, which makes red and white blood cells that carry oxygen and protect you from disease. So, while you may think of a skeleton as just that bunch of connected bones you'd see in a doctor's office, science class, or as Halloween decorations, there's way more to the human skeleton than meets the eye. You might also be surprised to find out just how strong it is, or where you have the most bones. And why do you have fewer bones now than you did when you were a baby? Also, if your skeleton is so helpful, why is it considered scary? It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Question. How many bones are in a fully developed human body? Is it A, 300, B, 206, or C, 168? Now, I heard some of you say the right answer, B, 206. However, partial credit if you said A. Why? Because when you were born, your body had about 300 bones. Your skeleton wasn't as tough as it is now. Many babies' bones are made entirely of cartilage, a soft, flexible bone. In fact, you can feel some cartilage right now. Just touch the tip of your nose. Don't pick it, just touch it. That's cartilage. Now, you may be wondering, why would babies have more bones than you or an adult? Did you somehow find a way to lose a few bones?
Where'd that bone go? I had it a minute ago. Mom's gonna be so mad.
Nah, that's not how it happens. The truth is, you don't lose any bones at all. As your skeleton grows, some bones fuse together, turning several small bones into one large bone while replacing cartilage with stronger material. All this growing and fusing continues until you turn 25. So, chances are, you have more bones right now than you'll have in the future.
Whoa.
Now, can you guess which body part has the most bones in it? Raise your hand if you know. And if you're not sure, take a look at your hand. Why? Because the answer is your hand. Your hand has 27 bones, including all your finger and wrist bones, which allows you to move your hand every which way. In second place, with 26 bones, is your foot, which is super flexible thanks to all of its bones. Combined, your hands and feet are composed of 106 bones. That is more than half of your whole skeleton.
Whoa.
Now, what about your skull? How many bones is that? Did you say one or two? Try 22. There are 22 bones protecting your brain and shaping your face. Your skull is also home to the smallest bone, a Y-shaped one called the stapes, which is about half the width of a pencil eraser. It's located behind your eardrum and helps with your hearing. But the only bone in your head that moves is your jawbone, which allows you to talk or cackle like a haunted skull during Halloween.
Okay, I've got a bone to pick with you, mister.
With me? What I do? And also, who are you?
The name's Vertebrae. I'm a publicist representing my client, the skeleton, which has been wrongly typecast as a mere Halloween decoration. It's pretty upset.
Hold on. Of course I know skeletons are much more than decorations. But how was I to know it was bothered by Halloween references? No skeleton ever said anything to me.
That's because skeletons don't talk, smart guy. So knock it off with the haunted laughing. Yeah, that. To make that noise, you need lungs. Your skeleton protects your lungs with 12 pairs of ribs connected to the bones in your back that make up your spine, known as vertebrae.
Hey, isn't that your...
Yes, that's what I'm named after. However, lungs are not part of the skeletal system, so skeletons don't laugh. However, they can chatter. That sound comes from the hardest part of the human body, your teeth, which are part of the skeletal system.
Point taken. Also, are you saying teeth are stronger than bones?
That's precisely what I'm saying.
Wow, that's impressive, considering how strong bones are. Did you know your bones are stronger than the steel beams used to make skyscrapers? And they're 4 times stronger than the concrete holding up many homes. Bones withstand a lot of wear and tear every day without any problems. They sometimes break, but that's often due to the angle and power of the force that strikes them. And most times, they can heal on their own rather quickly, something concrete and steel can't do. Smarty Pants, do you know where your strongest bones are located? Is it A, in your feet, B, in your arms, or C, in your legs?
Are you trying to change the subject?
Actually, the skeletal system is the subject. Anyway, the answer is C, your legs. The thigh bone, also known as the femur, runs from your hip to your knee, and it's your longest and strongest bone.
Whoa.
If you stand upright, your two thigh bones hold up a lot of your body's weight.
And they do that every day, including holidays.
Yes.
Every holiday, not just Halloween.
Still stuck on Halloween, I see.
Well, tell me, why can't skeletons symbolize other holidays, like Valentine's Day?
Well, that's the heart's big day.
Really? Have you seen a human heart? It's crazy looking with arteries and veins coming out of it. A skeleton would be much better. Picture this.
This Valentine's Day, instead of giving your loved ones your heart, give them your sternum, or humerus, or scapula, or any bones from your skeleton.
There you go with the cackling again.
As if this is any better? No offense, but I don't think a skeleton makes a good symbol for Valentine's Day. Or Thanksgiving. Or Labor Day. Or Groundhog's Day. But that isn't to say skeletons aren't important or special. In fact, having a skeleton under your skin is very unusual.
What?
Most creatures on Earth don't have bony skeletons inside. They're called invertebrates. And this includes ants, bees, worms, lobsters, and squid. In fact, less than 10% of all animals have internal skeletons. Considering how much the skeleton does, you could say you're rather lucky.
Luck. That's it. Skeletons can symbolize St. Patrick's Day.
This St. Patrick's Day, put on some green and get ready to shake your bones as you dance an Irish jig with a skeleton.
No. We're sticking with shamrocks for St. Patrick's Day. For one thing, bones can't move around on their own. To dance an Irish jig, you'd need a brain and a nervous system to send signals to move. Then, it's not the bones themselves that get going, it's the muscles that move them. They're attached to the bones through tissues called ligaments and tendons.
But I've seen dancing skeletons on Halloween. How do they move on their own?
I don't know, maybe through some spooky witch's spell.
No. Why do skeletons have to be associated with witches and spells? What does your super important skeleton even have to do with Halloween?
Actually, there's a perfectly logical explanation why skeletons became associated with Halloween. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
Great, then I'm going to tell you right after this quick break. Now back to Who Smarted. We've been exploring the fascinating skeletal system, which you often see on display at Halloween.
Exactly. Only my very important client, the skeleton, wants to be known as more than just a Halloween decoration. Frankly, I don't get it. We all have skeletons. Why would anyone think they're spooky?
It's a great question. But before I answer it, what do you think, Smarty Pants? Any idea why you see so many skeleton costumes and skeleton decorations around Halloween?